Hi, and welcome back to the Show Me Homeschool podcast. Today, I have a wonderful guest who is so active in the local community that she's a part of and at a state level as well. Her name is Tiffany Boyd. She's a former tenured public school teacher, homeschool consultant, speaker, education researcher, and founder and administrator of Free Your Children LLC and the Free Your Children radio show. Tiffany is a wife of 32 years, mother to 5 children, and grandmother to 2. She's a veteran homeschool mom of 20 years. Tiffany's appeared on multiple podcasts and media outlets. I'm Erin.
And I'm Joe.
We're the hosts of the Show Me Homeschool podcast, where we guide parents through the wilderness of home education. Each weekly episode will focus on supporting and encouraging homeschool moms and dads through conversational interviews with like-minded Christian leaders in the homeschool community.
In our experience, we've seen the lack of resources and support available for homeschool dads. So we want to address that by covering relevant topics concerning husbands and fathers as they lead their families through this lifestyle of home education.
We understand the need for creating connections and building authentic relationships to sustain a healthy homeschool environment for yourself and your children.
Our goal is not to show you how to replicate our homeschool, but to show you how you can create a home learning lifestyle that is sustainable for your family.
Show Me Homeschool is here to come alongside you. So, Tiffany, wow, that's quite the resume. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I don't even know. I was trying to figure out where did I come across you and your work, and I believe it was somewhere on Facebook. Someone shared a post, maybe Schoolhouse Rocks, I don't know. But when I saw what you were doing, I saw your post, I started sharing them because what you're doing with For Your Children is something that I believe wholeheartedly in. So do you want to talk about how you got started, why you do what you do, and what exactly is For Your Children?
Absolutely. Well, it kind of started by accident. I go into detail about this in my seminars. I often say if someone had told me a year ago that I would be doing some of the things that I'm doing right now, I would say to them, you have lost your mind. Originally, what happened was when I navigated out of the public school system as a teacher, for years, I had formed a local homeschool support group that had upwards of 1,000 families that we were serving. You know, I was teaching free classes, co-ops, organizing field trips, really helping people, consulting with families who wanted to begin the homeschool journey but didn't know quite where to start. So I did that for years. And then in the state where I live in Tennessee, it became apparent that we were fighting against legislation and initiatives that were freedom grabs and that were usurping our parental rights, our educational rights, and our constitutional rights. So then I got into the world of legislation and legislatures and politics, and oh my, that has been a whirlwind. I had always watched legislation kind of from the outside looking in. But when we started fighting against well-being child checks, where they wanted to show up at our home for all children across the board, no matter how they were educated from birth to 18. And then they were talking about changing the Tennessee code annotated and opening up the education code to offer a new homeschool option, which was really bad. I really got involved then because I didn't feel like we had anyone in the state of Tennessee advocating for our rights. So then kind of by accident, I got into the world of radio where I was invited to be a guest on several podcasts and then some radio shows. And then it just kind of took off from there. So Free Your Children right now, you know, our foundation, and I'm so excited because today our new and improved website just launched. So you can find that. And we have a new Free Your Children toolkit that I think will make it easier to give our followers the tools that they need to be able to find what they're looking for, because there's a lot of subtopics there that people can utilize. So I created Free Your Children to help encourage and equip parents to disciple and teach their own children, and also to arm them with what they need to protect their parental, constitutional, and educational rights. So actually today, when I finish up with this podcast, we are heading to the Capitol with a group of homeschool families and private school families because we are fighting current legislation in our state, and it's a big game of cat and mouse here, I tell you. They're trying to do everything they can to prevent us from coming out in opposition to this, and I have actually gotten on the agenda to testify in opposition to both of the school choice bills that we know. The whole bottom line with this is that it will destroy true private education in our state of Tennessee.
Don't you just feel like I'm listening to you talk and your story is very eerily similar to mine? In 2020, I did not ever think I'd be logging on to our state website to listen to hearings online and driving to the Capitol multiple times a month to testify in front of these people that are trying to legislate our rights away. And I just feel like, I don't know, maybe you're feeling the same. You're building a resume that you don't want to have to be building. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely. Absolutely. I said not long ago, and I've said this often, that if other people had been doing this job, I wouldn't have to do it. And I could spend more time doing the things that I really want to be doing. Not that this isn't important, but obviously my first priority is to homeschool our own children, because we still have two that we're actively homeschooling. However, I will say this has been a fantastic learning opportunity for them in terms of civics and how our government works. Yes. And they're learning about other states as well, because Free Your Children is actually a nationwide organization. So we're trying to bring awareness to everyone that there are similar fights in state all over the United States, because we know that the ultimate goal is the globalization of all education, so that all education is then controlled by the government, all forms of education. So it will really destroy our true rights as parents to be able to educate our children as we see fit.
I love it, because that's exactly what we're up against. And I think there's a broader scope than just education. You hit on medical freedom, you hit on parental rights, you hit on the Constitution. These are all things that tie into private home education. We have a right as a parent given by God, not legislators, to educate our children as we see fit. And, you know, one of the biggest arguments that I hear when I visit the Capitol is that, you know, there's this possibility that these children are just being neglected and abused at home. And you look at the research put out by NERI, it's with Brian Ray, and he does fantastic work. It is wonderful. It is solid. It is data driven. And what they're showing is that overwhelmingly is not the issue. That is not happening by and large. I mean, I've been homeschooling 12 years as a mandated reporter, as a foster parent. You know, I have not seen these things happening. So what can you tell me about what is happening legislatively right now? You mentioned briefly some of the things that are being talked through.
Yes, absolutely. And I just had not long ago an opportunity to interview Dr. Brian Ray. And we actually discussed that, the mental health of homeschool children, what that looks like, and if the rate of abuse in the homeschool world is greater than the general public. And so you can find those interviews over on the Free Your Children Spotify channel, or you can go to my website and they're linked there. But I also just last week had an opportunity to interview Israel Wayne about what's happening in Michigan and how those parents, Christian parents, are being attacked, essentially, because let's call it what it is. That's exactly what it is. There's a push nationwide, make a false narrative in terms of what you just mentioned, that homeschooling children are abused, homeschooling parents aren't doing a good job. And statistically, that is not what has been proven. As a matter of fact, homeschool kids outperform public school kids across the board. There is no research that shows that they are abused any more than any other demographic. But this is definitely an attack, and especially on Christian homeschoolers. And Israel goes into that in the latest interview that I just did with him about this push for a statewide registry in Michigan. And then I just recently, I believe it was last night, read an article where the superintendent, I believe, in Michigan, someone in Michigan is calling for child checks now as well. And we dealt with that here in Tennessee several years ago. Oklahoma has their own battles. I have interviewed Jana Belcher about that regarding legislation that's going on in Oklahoma. Alabama is now fighting school choice legislation. And the list goes on and on and on. And I've highlighted these states in both articles that I have written for the Borough Pulse and the radio show that I host as well.
Yeah. And I think that this is the thing that's most shocking to me when I go and I talk to legislators and state reps and things, is that they don't understand that we're watching too. You know, they're either willfully ignorant of what's happening nationwide, or they're playing a major role in the development of this government control over private education. You're not in the middle. There's no, I'm naive, I don't know. If I have to have the time to take to read legislation, read the bills, explain, say, here's what we need to take out. Here's what we need to modify. Here's where this just needs to completely go in the garbage and burn. You know, like, these bills are just atrocious. So I want to talk a little bit about, I know that you're passionate. I know that you are building a community of people. I'm also trying to do the same here in Missouri. You've talked to some of our colleagues recently that are working at I'm a homeschool mom. I'm working at a state level trying to help other homeschoolers. So what do you say to the parent who may be listening, who's like, either I had no idea this was going on, or how can I get involved?
Well, the first thing I want to say is definitely get involved. Do not depend on organizations that claim they're fighting for your freedoms to make sure that you are able to preserve those freedoms. You have to take an active role in this. And I will say, letter writing campaigns are great. Sending out emails, that's great. Making phone calls to legislators, that's great. There's no substitute for showing up in person.
Amen.
Our legislators have to see the faces of the families that the legislation that they are sponsoring is going to affect. There's no substitute for that. Very easy for them to ignore emails. Actually, I have read responses that legislators have sent back to many of our families here in Tennessee, and they're just form responses. Like, you can tell that it doesn't even appear that they read the email that was sent to them at all. They just send back a form response. But we were just recently in our Capitol here in Tennessee, February the 6th. And the things that our conservative Republican legislators said to us regarding parental rights and freedoms was absolutely astounding. And I think it was an eye-opener for the people that actually traveled up with us. Because as we know in politics, politicians are really good at telling you what they think that you want to hear. But when you go and sit down with them and have one-on-one discussions about legislation that's currently moving through the process, you will oftentimes get a different perspective on who is supposed to be representing you. We were told by one in particular, we were debating the state constitution in Tennessee, and I simply said, I'd like to pose a question, if I may. Do you believe that the state or the parents have more rights in terms of education of their children? And he looked at us and said, they're equal.
Really? And this is a conservative representative.
Yeah. Yes. And I did a show where we went into detail about this experience that we had with, we only made appointment with our conservative Republican legislators because we felt that they would be more open to hearing our perspective about the legislation that we were there to oppose. And unequivocally, we kept hearing things like, homeschoolers need oversight. There are parents that don't teach their kids anything. There are parents that don't do a good job. You know what? And so we kept hearing that over and over again. And these sentiments were coming from our Republican legislators.
Mm-hmm. We've heard the same. And I think that that's where, you know, we keep trying to tell our people here in Missouri, our friends, our people that follow on social media, that you have to be involved at the local level because, and that's like your city, your county, and then your
Absolutely.
State. Because yes. I think from what we saw with 2020, with COVID and everything happening that way, there are unelected people who get to make decisions that yes. impact whole communities. And if we are not placing strong Christian leadership, and I know that for a while, we've talked about this before, that you know, for a while, Christians were told, you know, just, you know, politics and faith, you know, they just, you know, but look what's happened. Look at what's happened.
Absolutely. Yes. And I say, you may not be interested in politics, but politics is definitely interested in you.
Right.
So there's no way to be neutral on these things at all. And another thing that I want to say, too, is find groups of people that are active in the fight. Oftentimes, large organizations, they put out really nice sounding emails or statements, but oftentimes those organizations are not the ones that are actively engaged in battle. I'm finding here in our state of Tennessee that Free Your Children seems to be the only organization that is there actively fighting with boots on the ground. And we're just a grassroots organization made up of moms and dads who are rallying together. And when we put out a call to action, those parents show up. They get themselves on the agenda to testify. They reach out to legislators and explain, you know, what their position is on certain pieces of legislation. And I think that through the years, we have gotten complacent in general as a nation. And I think that we just expect other people to take care of that for us. And you're right. Gotten us where we are today. So I would highly encourage in Missouri, I just want to say, Missouri is an awesome state. We live in Tennessee, but I have met some wonderful people throughout the years of me doing this. I've been involved in education for over 3 decades now. And so I have had an amazing opportunity to meet some amazing people. And I want to give a shout out to the Camden County Republican Central Committee. They are powerhouses in terms of fighting the globalist agenda of education and fighting against the school choice scam. I did a fantastic interview with them. And I want to say that if you're living in a state where you do not have educational freedoms, you need to take a lesson or two from that county. I hope Tennessee can achieve what Camden County, Missouri has achieved. And I left the Capitol on February the 6th and I looked at a person that had gone with me and I said, I've lived in Tennessee for my whole life, for 50 years. I would have never in the past considered moving. But after hearing what our conservative legislators said to us, it was mind boggling. And then some of the friends that I have met in Missouri are like, well, you can always move here.
Exactly. Yeah, we would love to have you. Yes, those ladies down there and the guys too are really fighting the good fight. And they've been in it, honestly, longer than I have. I just came on the scene. They've been there for over 10 plus years fighting against Common Core. And I mean, it's all connected, you know, and honestly, my wheelhouse is the homeschool side. I haven't been in the public education other than being public schooled myself. And I did work at a public school for a short time, not as a teacher, but as a different staff after high school. But these ladies have shown me too, you know, it's not just about protecting homeschool rights. It is about the rights of parents to make choices with their children. And when we talk about school choice, I call it, we're not talking about school choice. We're talking about school funding because everybody has choice. Exactly. We have in all 50 states, private, parochial, home education and public school are all legal options. There is no legislation that needs to happen to make anything more legal than it already is. It is about that money and who has control over the data of the child and the family. You know, building these online portfolios, we haven't even touched on the whole digital wallet access that is the portal for this funding to happen to these families and what data is collected. And that's really concerning. And for the average parent that hasn't taken this stance like you have in creating this for your children or like our friends here in Missouri, you know, it's overwhelming. So what would you say to the parent who's listening and just thinking, I don't have time to go to the Capitol. I don't have time to research legislation. I don't even know where to start. What would you say to the parent who's listening and feeling that stirring, like, I really can't sit on this any longer?
It is a lot. I often get accused of being a fire hose with the people come to me for information. I would say we all waste a lot of time. We're all busy, but we also all waste a lot of time. So I would say start somewhere trying to educate yourself about what's going on. That's the reason why we created the Free Your Children Toolkit right there. And it's free to utilize. And it's because when I would do the seminars across the United States, and we have even been asked now to start branching out and coming into other states to do the seminars because I customize those according to what is happening locally, you know, where I'm presenting. And they would say, I didn't know any of this. It's so much. Do you have information on X, Y, and Z? So I would say, take the time to do a deep dive into some of these topics. I recommend certain books. If you haven't read Weapons of Mass Destruction, Crimes of the Educators, listen to some of the interviews where we start talking about the globalization of education and what school choice really is, because it is a scam. And we go into great detail about that as well. Start small. Don't get overwhelmed. Reach out to people who have information and they can lead you in the right direction. If you have questions, ask. The only dumb question is the one that you don't ask. And the bottom line with all of this is, I didn't know all of this either when I started. I knew none of this. When you go to school to be a public school teacher, they certainly don't tell you any of this. They don't want you to know these things. Had I known then what I know now, I likely would have made different decisions in terms of educating our older children. Because when I was a public school teacher, our older kids went to public school. But when we knew better, we did better, right? And so the first step to all of this is education. So if you want to know more and you're interested in hosting a Free Your Children seminar in your area, reach out to me and I would be happy to try to make that happen. That's number one. If you have questions, you can reach out to myself or reach out to you as well and start gleaning as much information as you can. But the most important thing is they have been able to get away with all of this because parents don't know. And an educated populace, dangerous populace to them, because then it takes away their ability to be able to do things that they've done in the past and advance their initiatives, because people are asking questions. And that's very scary for them. It's scary when parents are educated and armed with the knowledge that they need. So I would just say start somewhere, anywhere. Reach out. Don't be afraid to ask questions.
I love that. Yes, definitely start small. Again, like you said, I never, ever thought I would be having these conversations, but here I am. And, you know, it's amazing how when God calls you, he will provide those things. So if you're feeling that you just really are done sitting on the sidelines, reach out and, you know, just start small. Like you said, you don't have to start a whole organization, but as you saw, there wasn't one. But, you know, like right. we've talked about, there were ladies that we connected with here in Missouri that were fighting the good fight, and we just joined in. Grassroots is powerful. And I think that's the thing that we have in Missouri. I asked a senator a couple weekends ago, I just said, you know how many homeschoolers are in Missouri? And he's like, no. And I said, I want to keep it that way because we don't have to register in our state. And he got a chuckle out of that. But it was just, they have no idea how many of us there are. And when we start collectively using our voice to speak out in opposition to our freedoms being squashed, they have to listen. You know, these are elected people. If we don't vote for them, and that's one of the things we like to point out too, this agenda is global. It's not coming out of Tennessee. It's not coming out of Missouri. It is coming from people, lobbyists, organizations that want control of our families and to break that family unit even further down, to squash Christian education and really squash all choice. Because when you have that those strings attached, there is no real choice. It's going to look just like it does over there.
Yep. It's controlled. You're right. And that was one of the reasons why it was so important to me to highlight other states. Because as you said, we don't live on an island in the United States. We are all connected. So what happens in one area of the United States is going to affect other areas of the United States. And see, in Tennessee, we have to register. And so we're fighting against that as well. And I agree with you. I think our legislators don't realize that most homeschool parents, the majority, we are very politically educated and we vote.
Yes. I told him, I said, we're your base. You know, these conservative people, we're your base. If you go and destroy what we're doing in our own homes, there's going to be repercussions of that, of people not supporting you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that you're right. You said it. Grassroots are very, very powerful. They are. And as a matter of fact, I was reading some articles about Corey DeAngelis, and, you know, he's become the face of school choice. That's scam. And one of the articles that I was reading, he said, we did this. We were able to get the public on board with this through grassroots, because legislators do not read white papers. You know, they don't pay any attention to that. But what they do pay attention to is people showing up. And so that's what homeschoolers have to do to fight against what Americans for Prosperity and the faith of school choice is trying to promote, is this globalization of education. In order to do that, our voices have to be louder and we have to show up. And it does have to be a grassroots movement. You're doing great work there in Missouri.
Hey, you too. I'm excited. I'll be praying for you as you go to the session today and testify. And Tiffany, before we sign off, can you just tell us again where to find you on the web, on Facebook?
Yes, you can find me. The website is freeyourchildren.com. You can also email me at freeyourchildren@gmail.com. I'm on Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, Signal, Telegram, everywhere imaginable. And you can find me all those places, Free Your Children.
Thank you so much, Tiffany. We really, really appreciate you coming on today. And I just know that God is using you in amazing ways to protect not just your own homeschool, but the statewide level of home education in your state. And we just really appreciate the work that you're doing. So thank you.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor.
Thank you. If you would like to find out more, you can always stop by showmehomeschool.com. And we would be happy to explain and help you get started in your own state as well. And definitely check out Free Your Children. All right. We'll see you next week. This episode was sponsored by Podcast with Faith, our favorite Christian podcast production company. For more information, visit them at www.podcastwithfaith.com. To To learn more about booking one-on-one or group homeschool coaching sessions with us, upcoming events, see our speaking schedule, or to get access to more resources, be sure to check out our website, www.showmehomeschool.com, and sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can also follow us on Instagram at show.me.homeschool, on Pinterest at showmehomeschool, or email us at info@showmehomeschool.com.